In Parashat Shoftim, it talks about the mitzvah of appointing a king. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, goes through all the different details and special responsibilities of a king. And as the Rambam talks about the three things that we have to do when we appoint, when we move into the land of Israel, we have to appoint a king, we have to destroy Amalek, and we have to build the temple. So it's an interesting Klei Yakar talking about three mitzvahs on us. He talks about three mitzvahs that are on a king, or three. So the the Torah tells us, we know that a king can't have, it says, they shouldn't have too many horses, too many wives, and too much kesef. So the pasuk talks of Hayaka lo yabelo nashim lo yaso lavavo the kesef is of lo yabelo v'hayake. He's sitting on his, the royal one, his throne of his kingdom. He writes a Mishnah Torah, and we know he writes his second Sefer Torah, etc. And Rashi goes into detail. So the Klei Yakar points out on the word Al Kisei Mamlachto. What's the remez? So the Klei Yakar says, the Kisei Chaf. Samach Aleph, the Chaf stands for Kesef, the Samach stands for its money, the Samach stands for Sus, the horses, and Aleph is Ishto, that for a king to be successful, he has to follow what the Torah says. He can't violate the big three, taking too much money, because that's going to lead him astray, as well as taking too many horses, and as well as taking too many wives. That's the illusion. In the Pasuk in Shoftim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Ches, Vayakah Shifta Al Kisei Mamlachto, that's the allusion, that's the remez of the Klei Yakar.